a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good morning. The South Dakota Senate Transportation Committee will come to order, and we'll have the Secretary call the roll.
Senators Krebs, Lucas,
here.
Monroe,
here.
Amdahl,
here.
Otten,
here.
Ewing,
here.
Thalley.
Here.
Six present.
We have a quorum. Senator Krebs is excused. She's out of town. I'm going to ask everyone to please silence your communication devices out of courtesy to the people in the audience. People are going to testify, and to the members here on the Transportation Committee. Please either turn off or silence your cell phones. The minutes have been provided in your black book or on the Internet. The chair would entertain a motion on those minutes. Been moved by Senator Monroe and seconded by Senator Otten. All those in favor, any comments on that motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved. On behalf of the chair, I want to welcome everyone here to the Senate Transportation Committee. We have a little lighter schedule than we've had in the past. And I also want to, we have some folks here in the audience, and I think they're from the USD Medical School. Is that correct? And I asked them, kind of when I walked in here, I said, the vice chair said to me, do they know something I don't? So I went back and said, is anyone here scheduled for a heart attack or anything? But they're here visiting the legislature this day, today, and so welcome. Welcome to your capital. Today we have a page, and if the page will please come up to the microphone and tell us who you are and... Oh, we got two of them. Good. You know, last week we only had one here, so we're in good shape today. If you'll both come to a mic and introduce yourself, tell us who you are and what you plan on doing with the rest of your life.
Hi, I'm Jenna Vogel, and I'm from Gettysburg, and I plan on going to Northern for elementary education.
All right.
I'm Kristen Merritt, and feel a little overpowered because there's a bunch of USD students, but I'm going to SDSU for a pre-vet and then K-State to finish all my schooling.
Ah, going to be a veterinarian. And where are you from?
I'm from Jefferson.
All right. Thank you. If you have any handouts today, please give them to a page, and they will distribute them behind the desk here. If you are going to testify, please remember to sign in at the podium so the secretary can get your name correct. I don't think we've got any different procedurally. We're going to take the bills as on the schedule in that order. If there's nothing else that the committee has at this point, we're going to open up testimony to House Bill 1117, 1117. Welcome, Representative. Introduce yourself and proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Lee Quam. I represent District 21, the counties of Tripp, Gregory, Charles Mix, and a sliver of Bonholm County. What you have before you is probably the simplest bill you have seen so far this year. It very well could. What this bill does is change the wording of what can be sold under a special events lot permit. A special events lot permit is limited to 10 consecutive days, and it's for places like Dakota Fest, County Fair, State Fairs. This is where this permit is used. The way the law is currently written, the only type of trailer that can be sold at this event is a travel trailer. We struck some unneeded language in line 7 and 8, and then on line 9, we struck the word travel in front of trailers. And what this does, we make the word trailer all-inclusive. And by striking this word, anyone with this permit can sell all types of trailers, whether it be a grain trailer, a flatbed, a box trailer, a travel trailer, everything, any kind that they so desire to choose. And with that, I will stand by for questions.
Thank you, Representative. Further proponents of House Bill 1117. Further proponents.
Good morning, Mr. Chair.
Morning, Senator.
Members of the committee. Billy Sutton, District 21, Senator. I won't belabor the point. It's a very simple bill, and appreciate you having us up here, but I think Representative Qualm laid it out pretty well. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents of House Bill 1117. Further proponents. Welcome, Director. Introduce yourself and proceed.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Deborah Hilmer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles. We did work with Representative Qualm on this particular bill. It was brought to our attention by one of his constituents that we had an issue with, new and used vehicle dealer licenses allow you to sell new vehicles. If you have a new vehicle dealer's license, new, used, and trailers, without having a separate license. And what this particular section did is it restricted, if you read, a licensed used car dealer selling only truck tractors, travel trailers, or motorhomes, or any combination thereof. So it didn't include the trailers. It only included travel trailers, and so that's why we did the language change. So it really gives our dealers more opportunity to go to these special events such as Dakota Fest and the State Fair to show their products. So we did work with both the new and used car dealers as well as with Representative Qualm on this to come with correct language. So we do support this bill and ask that you pass it. Thank you.
Thank you, Director. And don't go too far because we'll probably have some questions. I know the chair has one. So nice bow tie.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Myron Rao, resident registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Auto Dealers Association. And if the committee would allow and the chairman would allow, I'd also like to talk about the Trucking Association, who I also represent. I think we're the culprit. We're the ones that caused this before my time. But because the trucking convention alternates between Rapid City and Sioux Falls, we asked years ago so that we could bring trailers to that event, keeping in mind that the dealers I represent are new dealers, so we forgot about used trailers. And this has been an issue that's come to my attention many times because we also allow used dealers to be members of the association, and they wanted this fixed. It finally took the right contact, and that's Representative Qualm to bring this, and I appreciate that. It's gonna have my phone ringing less also. But like I say, I think that the Trucking Association was the culprit that caused this years ago. It's time to fix it. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents of House Bill 1117. Welcome, Mr.
Good morning. Mr. Chair, committee members, Bob Ryder, excuse me, I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Independent Auto Dealers, which are the dealers principally involved with pre-owned automobiles. And unlike Mr. Rao, we didn't cause this problem, but we're glad that we're here to help fix it, and we think the bill's good, and we would urge your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents of House Bill 1117. Further proponents. Last call for proponents. There are no further proponents. Are there any opponents? Opponents to House Bill 1117. Last call for opponents of House Bill 1117. All right. We'll open it up to questions by the committee. Senator Monroe. I saw you going for the mic, so I was... if there's no questions, I have one. And maybe you can help with that history. I could maybe get Mr. Rao up, but can you give us, was there a reason why we didn't want to have trailers? There are reasons why some things are done in the past, and sometimes we forget, and I figured you might have a history.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, they were the reason for if I have to place blame, I'll place it on to Myron. Since I've worked with him for, 20 plus years, both in his prior life and this life. So, they were, the trucking industry was the cause of putting this in, and it was because of their conventions being back and forth between the two states, and they could not. If you dealer licensing is really restrictive in a lot of ways because you can only sell in your county. Okay, so if I'm a licensed dealer in where is John at? Winter? Gregory.
Gregory.
If I'm in that county, then I cannot go outside of that county unless I qualify under one of these temporary special events and obtain a permit to go outside the county. In his particular case, because he doesn't sell just trailers, he also sells vehicles. He's a used vehicle dealer license. So he was restricted under this to only selling truck, tractors, travel trailers, motorhomes, or any combination thereof. So he couldn't sell a trailer that he had even has a franchise for trailers. He couldn't sell those at those events or even display them. And that's a big part of what he does in his business. And so it really restricted him in that capacity. He couldn't go to the state fair because this license wouldn't even allow him to do that. So the dealer laws are very restrictive and keep the dealers in their areas of or in their counties when they're making those types of sales. And then we do have some special permitting for them to go outside the county. A lot of times maybe just to display, they can't sell, things like that. So it is, I will tell you that dealer section is got every exemption you can imagine. So when somebody asks you those questions, you have to go back to the law book and read it again because they are confusing at times. But we do feel that this will open it up for Mr. Myers and others to be able to go to these special events and we'll still be able to regulate them because they are licensed within our state. So we're fine with the change. So I hope I answered your question.
Thank you. You did? Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Rao, I have a question for you. My question is the people that have dealerships then in those towns, let's say Huron during the fair or Mitchell during Dakota, what do we call that?
Dakota Fest.
Kept wanting to say Ag Dakota. Dakota Fest. They don't have objection to this type of thing. That's who I would imagine would be the people that could be against this.
If I may, I'll talk about, to answer your question, I would like to talk about the farm show at USD, especially since there are students here.
Yes.
My call, where my phone rings the most, is because a dealer can take a new trailer to Dakota Fest, but he can't take a used trailer. Now, that doesn't make any sense. That dovetails into the same thing at the state fair. You have to read the whole chapter, as you know, Mr. Chairman. You can't read one section of the law. There are other restrictions that apply. If there's a franchise, for instance, there's a Chevrolet dealer and there's a Ford dealer in Huron, another Ford dealer or Chevrolet dealer cannot come to Huron for the state fair. That's again, our statutes not only protect consumers, they also protect the market area of a dealer. But when it comes to used, that restriction really made no sense. I mean, before my time, they placed blame. It wasn't on my shoulders. I want to make that perfectly clear. But the intent of that, and sometimes when you do that, there are unintended consequences, and that was done many, many years ago. But to leave used out, it just doesn't make any sense. Because again, when you go to the farm show at Vermilion, which is a huge event, or Dakota Fest, you can take new trailers but can't make used. That didn't make any sense, and that's all this is fixing. But there are other things that apply, Mr. Chairman, that would take care of not making another dealer mad in the area.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, we'll close to public testimony and open it up to discussion and or action. Senator Amdahl.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, I
move to do pass on this. I think it's a good bill.
Okay, do we have a second? Seconded by Senator Otten. Discussion on that motion?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I anything to help, we'll say, small businesses. I think this is something that will benefit them, and I appreciate them bringing this forward.
Any further discussion? No further discussion. We're voting now on House Bill 1117. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay. Secretary, will call the roll.
Senators Krebs, Lucas,
aye.
Monroe,
aye.
Omdahl,
aye.
Otten,
aye.
Ewing,
aye.
Valley,
aye.
Six ayes.
House Bill 1117 has a due pass recommendation by the Senate Transportation Committee. Senator Ewing.
Motion to put it on the consent calendar.
It's been moved to put it on the consent calendar. Do I have a second? Seconded by Senator Monroe. Is there any objection? No objection. Goes to the floor on the consent calendar. All right. Just for you folks to know what the consent calendar means is that it will not be up for debate unless someone pulls it off the calendar. It's a bill that everyone, as you can tell, agrees with. As long as there's no one that was in disagreement, you can send it down to the floor. And we will not spend the time debating it. However, if somebody does want to debate, all they have to do is pull it off the calendar. So, all right, we're going to move on to House Bill 1118. House Bill 1118. Welcome, Representative Solem.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. Now, if that was the easiest bill you've ever come across, this has to be the second easiest bill. Oh, and go blue. Sorry, Mr. Chair, but she felt a little bit outnumbered, I think, so I'm here to support her. Roger Solem, State Representative, District 5, Watertown, or Cottington County. And House Bill 1118, well, let me back up. The day before we came out to start this legislative session, I was contacted by our local Veterans Service Office, and the secretary there, I stopped by her office, and she said, you know, this is so tiny, but it really concerns me. And it has to do with a very, very small slice of what we offer to our veterans. And this has to do with the distinctive disabled veteran's license plate. And she explained to me that because the way our present statute is written is that it says, and you can see on page 1 or on lines 9 and 10, the original language said under compensation, which is considered a service-connected injury. Well, because of the way this is written, our DMV folks, or those that issue the license plates, are thinking injury, obvious loss of limb, or some other injury. However, in today's world, we know we have service-connected disabilities that aren't that obvious. Let's talk about post-traumatic stress syndrome. Let's talk about the effects now recognized by the VA, effects from Agent Orange, and Gulf War syndrome, and most recently, another one that was added by the VA was ALS, or one that we normally, it's Lou Gehrig's disease. And so that also rates a 100% service-connected disability. So all I've asked to do is change the way the statute is worded. And so, as you can see, the underlying portion, that we call it service-connected disability, or total service-connected disability, which by the VA is 100%. And so now, if we pass this piece of legislation, those that have post-traumatic stress syndrome or Lou Gehrig's disease that are veterans can be classified also as 100% disabled and qualify for this distinctive plate. And with that, Mr. Chair, I will stand by for questions.
Thank you. For the proponents of House Bill 1118, welcome. Introduce yourself.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Thank you. My name is Roy Slash. I'm a lobbyist for the American Legion, state of South Dakota. We support this change in this bill, and I think it would clarify the language greatly. So I urge you to support the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents of House Bill 1118. Further proponents. Last call for proponents. Any opponents of House Bill 1118? Any opponents of House Bill 1118. Last call for opponents of House Bill 1118. Questions by the committee? Senator Lucas.
For Representative Solem. So any,
Mr. Chair?
Any veteran then with any type of disability can get the plates, and they don't have to pay the extra $10. They just pay the regular cost of the plates. Is that correct? And that's two sets of plates?
Yeah, the present statute as far as what they pay for doesn't change. The only thing that changes is the description for that veteran.
Follow up?
Do you know if there are many people, and maybe Rich could answer that wanted these that weren't able to get them, or were maybe paying the extra $10?
Mr. Chair? You know, even at this point, that is of question. The situation was only addressed by our veteran service officer, so I guess I wouldn't know how many others across the state would qualify for that.
Thank you. Director Hilmer, I'm going to have you come forward and maybe help enlighten us a little bit so that we don't get off on a bunny trail that goes the wrong way.
Okay.
Please identify yourself for
the... Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Deb Hilmer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles. We did work with Representative Solem on this and getting the language correct. It does have to be a 100% total disability. This particular issue came about, and I'd like to kind of explain the process that we go through. When we receive the requests in from veterans, we actually work with the VA services in Sioux Falls. They're the ones that make the determination if the person is receiving 100% total disability. And the way the language was written, it had to be service-connected injury. So in the gentleman's case that Representative Solem's referring to, it was not service-connected injury. It was 100% total disability, but it was not a service-connected injury. So, therefore, he was denied. As to your question, Senator Lucas, on how many, I do not believe there's been a lot of them that have been denied because of this. I would like to clarify that under this plate, they pay the $10 fee for the plate, and then they pay a $10 renewal fee every year. So they do not pay the regular license fees at this time. And that is something that we will be working with the Military and Veterans Affairs over the summer to try to get all of our plates consistent in how we're handling them, because we do have a whole array of differences in the plate process and the fees that are assessed against those plates. So I hope that answers your question, Senator.
Thank you, Director.
Uh-huh.
For the questions? Are you,
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Monroe.
Mr. Hilmer, I'm just curious here because I'm just reading this. If it says it talks about loss of one or more extremities, 100% total disability, and then on line 12 it says for a motorcycle. I'm just wondering, can you give me an example of a 100% disabled person that's I mean, I don't understand that. Can you give me an example of somebody who'd have a motorcycle license in this case?
Mr. Chairman, I didn't bring up, but we do have a number of people that have 100% disability that have disabled motorcycle plates.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Because it doesn't necessarily have to be because of loss of limb. It could be 100% disability, as Representative Solem said, because of Agent Orange. They may still have, you know, all of their extremities and be able to ride a motorcycle. They might have a trike of some sort that they ride. So, yeah, we do have a number of disabled veterans that have.
More power to them. Thank you, Mr. Mm-hmm. Chairman.
Thank you. Further questions?
Thank you,
Director Elmer. Any other questions by the committee? If there are none, we'll close to public testimony and open it up for committee discussion and or action. Senator Otten.
Move to do pass.
Then move do pass by Senator Otten, seconded by Senator Amdahl. Discussion on that motion.
I think it's just very well done, and it's time to do this.
Okay. If there is no further discussion, we'll move to vote on House Bill 1118. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Krebs?
Aye.
Lucas?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Amdahl?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Six ayes.
House Bill 1118 has received a majority vote of the Transportation Committee and will go to the floor. Senator Ewing.
Motion to put on the consent calendar.
Been moved by Senator Ewing to put on the consent calendar, seconded by Senator Amdahl. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. It goes to the debate calendar. Any further action by the committee? We did real well today. We're within a half hour. The last two times, just so that you know, the last two times we went up to it. In fact, we were almost 1 minute after 10 on one two times ago, and we actually made a technical mistake because we were going so fast. So. But we didn't have that many bills today. This is so that you understand, this is crossover day, and that means every bill that's in the House has to get to the Senate, and every bill that's in the Senate has to get to the House. These bills had been passed prior to that, but on the floor today, everything that's in the Senate has to get over to the other side, and everything that's on that side has to get onto this side. Every bill gets a hearing in the state of South Dakota. Some states are not like that. Any bill that's introduced in this state gets a hearing before a committee. Might be a short hearing. Sometimes it's a short hearing, and the person that had the bill decides it needs to die. He didn't realize all the other areas that it may have covered, and so he asked for it to die. But every bill gets a hearing, and I think that's a good thing. There are some states where the chairman has a lot of power, and he can decide, nah, I don't think we're going to hear this one, and it never sees the light of day. So with that, the chair would entertain a motion for adjournment. Moved by Senator Lucas, seconded by Senator Amdahl. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Meeting is adjourned.